Welcome to the Peace with Christ Lutheran Church radio broadcast. Here we offer you hymns of praise, of reassurance, and of thanksgiving. Hear the scriptures, bringing you God's message and offering the true meaning of the gospels, the truth which will bring about the peace in your life that is promised by the Lord Jesus Christ. In faithful sharing of his word, we are delighted that you can join us. We begin our program today with this musical selection, joining together as God's people, expressing the glory of the Lord. Our opening hymn is from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn number 347. We will sing all four verses of Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People. Welcome you this morning to the radio broadcast that comes to you from Peace with Christ Lutheran Church in Fort Collins, Colorado. This Sunday is the third Sunday in Advent. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the gospel reading from St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 15. The sermon is entitled, It's Always Jesus Only.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with the second verse. Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This reading from Matthew 11 is one of my favorite gospel readings of the year. And yet it's one of the hardest to preach. What are we supposed to think about John the Baptist? Last week, he was the fire-breathing preacher, calling out the religious elite of Israel for their hypocrisy and pointing people to a baptism of repentance. And this week, wasting away in prison and wondering if he had it all wrong. Today is the third Sunday in Advent. Unlike Lent, which seems to stretch endlessly from Ash Wednesday to Holy Week, Advent moves along at a pretty good clip. We're half done already, and the candle is rose-colored. It's a lighter mood. Advent, in spite of lots of attempts to make it something else, is a penitential season. Repentance and faith are the proper reaction of the Christian to the startling news that the Son of God takes on our flesh in Mary's womb, that he dies in the flesh to set us free from the eternal penalty of sin, and that he is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. This is reflected in our divine service as the Gloria in Excelsis, the Church's great song of praise, first sung by angels to the shepherds on Christmas night. That's missing until Christmas. The readings speak of judgment and readiness, and lives lived outside us and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. But today, the mood is a bit lighter. Today is sometimes called Gaudete Sunday. That is Latin for rejoice. Today is a day of rejoicing in the middle of our season of repentance. And yet, it's odd to say that the theme today is rejoicing when you have the greatest prophet in prison, and he doesn't get out again, and he likely knows it. Yet John would say today, rejoice, because I got to send people to speak with Jesus. And that's what John does. He hears what Jesus is doing. He's already stood on the riverbank and baptized Jesus. He's seen the dove. He's declared Jesus to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And now, in his final moments, he wants to make sure his disciples know it too. John is never about John. He's always about Jesus. And here, at the end of his life, rotting in prison, John finds one more reason to send his disciples to Jesus. Hey, could you find out for me if Jesus is the Christ? Now that's odd, isn't it? John surely believed that. He sent his disciples to Jesus, you know, the one John called the Christ about a dozen times, the one he kept pointing to, the one of whom he said, he must increase, I must decrease, the one he said is the bridegroom, I'm just the best man. I've pointed to him, announced that he's arrived, and now I fade away. You know, because that would be great if you went and listened to him. John is in prison. You can imagine his disciples. We'll never leave you. We'll carry on. We'll get to work and somehow do something. And even if John says to them, time to move on, they'd promise that they never will. John has no choice as he sits in Herod's prison. He has to tell them to go away in a way that will make them actually go. So he says, do me a favor, find out who this guy is for me. That's why John sends them away, because he knows they need to look not to John for salvation, but to Jesus. What conclusion can they draw as they return to John? But yes, John, he is the promised one. After all, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and most importantly, the gospel is preached. Jesus is the one who was to come, but he doesn't testify of himself. He lets John do it for him, and John does. He sets up the perfect question. You see, John never falters in his task. Yes, we know that John the Baptist was a sinner like the rest of us, that surely he had his days of wonder and doubt. But he confesses this even to Jesus when Jesus comes to be baptized and John doubts. But as a biblical figure, John is the prophet, the preacher, the one who always brings it back to Jesus, who never himself stands in the way. If you go to John, it's not because of his amazing personality. It's because you want him to point to Jesus. That's all he does. He preaches, he baptizes, he points, and he steps back. No reed broken by the wind. He's the real deal. The prophet who prophesies relentlessly about Jesus and then moves back so Jesus is front and center. John speaks the word of God clearly, no confusion, just here's what it says, do those things, here is God, listen to him. That's why he's more than a prophet. He is the messenger, and he is greater than any of the prophets. Jesus says so. And yet, Jesus says, the one who is least in the kingdom is greater than John. But Jesus isn't saying, you can be greater than John. It's Jesus saying, I am least in the kingdom of heaven. Because Jesus is still on the way to the cross. He has yet to die for you. He has been counted as a sinner with all the others in the baptismal water of the Jordan. But he will be counted as the sinner on the cross for you. Jesus has been placed under the law, as Paul says in Galatians, that Jesus was born of a woman born under the law to redeem those under the law. And that redemption required Jesus being placed under condemnation and killed in our place. He is God in flesh and made man. Yet, he will be reduced to a worm before God. He will pay the sacrifice with his own blood. The lamb is sacrificed so the people can live. And Jesus becomes that sacrifice. He is the least in the kingdom of God, and so he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Exalted to the right hand of the Father, baptized and believing in him, that is you too. He is the one we look to, the author and perfecter of our faith. You see, it's always Jesus, only Jesus. John the Baptist knew it, and now so do we. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our sermon hymn is What Hope an Eden Prophesied, and it can be found on page 342 of the Lutheran Service Book. We will be singing all four verses. Let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Karen Carlson, as she is celebrating her wedding anniversary. We thank her for making today's program possible. Peace with Christ Lutheran Church is located at 1412 West Swallow Road in Fort Collins, just west of Rocky Mountain High School. Divine services are at 8 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We cordially invite you to come and join us or to call the church office at 970-226-4721. We are very happy that you are joining us this morning, and we pray that the Word of God and Pastor's message have been life-giving and comforting words for you. If you would like to speak with Pastor Magruder, please call the church office at 970-226-4721. He would enjoy hearing from you. We thank you for joining us, and it is our prayer that in the coming week, you may find God's love at work in your life, giving you the peace that only God's grace through Jesus Christ can provide. Goodbye until next week. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Today's sermon and other recent sermons can be found on the Peace with Christ website at fortcollinsco.church. You can learn more about the Peace with Christ family at this website. Please come and visit us there, fortcollinsco.church. Our postlude hymn is entitled Praise and Thanksgiving and can be found on page 789 of the Lutheran Service Book. We will be singing all three verses.